Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Audio courtesy of
Super
the UH.
Super Bowl!
Super Browns!
Yeah! I guess. Yeah. We'll take it.
The we'll take it game.
We'll take it. I said that on like four calls yesterday. I'm like, we'll take it. We'll take that flag. We'll take that fourth down, critical, unbelievable flag.
Yesterday was a metaphor
Here
for life. Just trying to get by. Take the little victories.
Hey, you're not going to turn it down, right?
No.
You're not going to say, no, we deserve the L. Take it. Well, that was the quintessential we'll take it game.
Yep. It Fine with that.
Counts in the standings. That counts just as much as last week's New England blowout victory over the Browns. That's a win, and so is this.
Holding calls, pre-snap penalties, rain, ponchos, quarterback walking off the field without shaking anybody's hand. Well, probably can't because he can't move his shoulder. How is he supposed to shake his hand when he can't move his shoulder?
Yeah,
and then not talking to the media afterwards.
I think the fans were all doing the exact same thing walking out of the stadium. We're shaking hands. We're talking to anybody.
Shares on Instagram. More injuries. Throwing a bomb on third and one in the third quarter.
Hey,
doesn't matter. 13-10, Browns win. Turn it up.
It's a dub. 1-0. They were 1-0 yesterday.
It's the Cleveland Browns. They won 13-10.
That's a win. And then we get ready for Baltimore on Sunday.
Hey, desperately needed a victory. And what did they get
yesterday?
They
got a victory.
They got a victory.
They got a win. The end-all, be-all of all this conversation is they won yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We're not being facetious. We're being absolutely serious.
No.
The end-all, be-all of the conversation of everything we say today, they won the game. They won 13-10. It counts as a victory.
The season was most likely over if that outcome is reversed.
Double A wanted style points before the game.
He did.
He was sitting there ranting and raving on the stage about style points. I'm like, silly.
As if this team is capable of getting style and points.
Did he specify what type of style he wanted?
Well, they got points. They got 13 of them.
It was just points.
Who had more points at the end of the game? Was it the Browns or the Lions? It was the Browns.
They did something the Steelers couldn't do, and that was, win yesterday and also beat the Lions.
Yeah, there
you
go.
They couldn't do it.
They still only gave up 41 points to the Chargers.
Yeah.
I'm just pointing that out.
Oh, yeah.
But they only scored 37. We scored 42. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it evens out there. Browns won. That's what matters. See, I'm hitting the table, so that means, there are people going, they got done with the game, and yeah, there were times I lost my mind during the game. There were absolutely times where I came unglued. But there were people going, oh, he's going to let them have it tomorrow morning. I'm like, they won. And everything I said about the quarterback, most of it, I thought he'd look good yesterday and would get the fanboys going again, which he didn't, talking about Baker Mayfield. But other than that, everything else I said is true. And everything I said last week about leadership and all that other stuff and comparing him to garbage quarterbacks that came in the past or not so great quarterbacks who played for the Cleveland Browns in the past. Oh, that's true. It's still true. Why do I need to yell again? I yelled it last week. I don't need to do it again. Do I need to talk about buckets again? I don't think I need to do that. Right? Maybe I do. If you want me to, I'll do it, but I'm not going to feel the same way I did last week because they won. They won 13-10, and It wasn't a satisfying victory by any means, but it was still a victory. It was satisfying watching Nick Chubb. I adore Nick Chubb.
Oh, thank God. Thank God they have him. Thank God. That is a gift from the gods that they drafted him, that he has stayed, for the most part, healthy throughout his tenure here. He signed a contract. We never have players sign contracts that we draft for the Browns. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And you don't win that game with most running backs outside of Nick Chubb yesterday.
Yeah, you're right about that. And there's zero reason for me to sit here and scream and yell. None of what I talked about last week has changed very much at all. I mean, he proved, Baker Mayfield proved he's tough. I'll give him that he's tough. Is he a leader? Not sure. Not sure. I know that what he did, I mean, with the post-game stuff where he didn't speak to the media, I thought it was actually a brilliant thing by him because it's going to make him feel better. Because the fans on Twitter and social media and things like that, they don't like the media anyway. The media is an easy enemy for fans, and that's any fan base. Because they would just ask uncomfortable questions that we don't want to hear the answer to, and so we just get mad at them for asking the questions. We yell at Daryl, we yell at Mary Kay, we yell at the guy I'm not allowed to name, or Andy Roth will come down the hallway and spank me. But we yell at them, we get mad at them. They don't want to cover a losing team. But we've been down that road a bunch of times. They'll just ask questions that we're uncomfortable hearing the answer to, and we'll get all mad.
You mean like, why did you play?
No, that's a question.
Why were you the quarterback today?
Let's go to the post-game press conference here. And
why were you the one under center for the entirety of the game?
Baker, your answer? Oh.
Why did you go out and call the signals? Why did you put a uniform on and take the uniform away from other players that should have been wearing the uniform?
I got nothing.
It's the first time that I've, honestly, it's the first time since Stefanski, Andrew Berry, Paul DePodesta, it's the first time that I've openly wondered, what the hell are you doing?
I didn't know either. And he's out there limping.
It's the first time that I haven't thought that we've had a decided intelligence edge in the front office, that they would allow number 6 to be out there yesterday. Honestly, nobody around the league knows
why
he played.
They said he was cleared by the medical.
But great. Kyler Murray was probably cleared too, didn't play again. He was warming up, he was throwing passes, didn't play. They went with Colt McCoy. They're protecting their investment for the short term and the long term. What are the Browns doing?
Well,
they are acting like he's not an investor.
I asked people. I asked people in the building. I swear to God. And people in the building, my hand to God, they said, well, players do walk off the field without saying anything all the time. That happens constantly. The thing about him not doing the post-game availability, the person said, I'm sorry, I've never seen that before.
From the quarterback?
They said they've never seen that before.
But Cam Newton in a Super Bowl loss.
I mean, you won.
A devastating Super Bowl loss was criticized.
This is why I bring up the leadership thing, because you won the game. You did win the game. Can you go out there and face the music for 7 minutes or whatever the availability has to be because you won the game? I mean, at the end all be all, you have to say is that we won the game. Like, if you ask me, think of all. Do this. Now I'm going to be a little annoyed, but let's do this right now, right off the top here. You ask me questions you would ask Baker Mayfield. Let me see if I can answer them for any period of time to get through the spot. Go ahead. Ask me just a couple.
Baker, how healthy were you for this game?
Well, I'm pretty banged up right now. I got to thank my offensive line for keeping me relatively clean today. You know, Lions are a better team than what some people think they are. They're well coached. They're a good football team, and took us all to get this win today, and I got to thank my guys for carrying me through.
Me over here.
Yes,
over here,
you.
From sportstalkradio.com. Just curious if you thought at any point you were too banged up to play the position at a winning rate.
No. There were a couple times where, you know, I was figuring whether or not I was going to be able to get back up physically, but I never felt that way, no.
Okay. Hey.
Yeah,
hey,
you.
Baker from VinceMcKee.com. I'm curious, yesterday there were some times when it looked like your throws were just flat out bad balls thrown into the dirt, didn't really give your wideouts a chance. Was there something mechanically there with you? Is it something that you're going to have to adjust to from here on out?
Yeah, my mechanics have changed here recently because I've had to compensate with some of the injuries I've had to deal with. And we did have different wide receivers out there today. Jamarcus did a good job getting open, having to insert him into the starting lineup because of the injury we had with DPJ on Friday. But there's a couple things I just need to make adjustments to before we get ready for Baltimore. Yeah.
Hey, it's Thor from ThorTolo.com. Just curious, Baker, Bake Show. We thought that just because Odell Beckham was gone, the offense was fixed. Do you think the offense is fixed, putting up 13 against the Lions?
Oh, I don't think we're ever fixed. I think we're always trying to get better. I don't think we're ever going to be satisfied with where we're going on that. Yes, you from skininthegame.com.
Oh, hi. Boy, I was watching Boyle out there. He used to play for UConn football. But yesterday he really had his struggles. Did you have anything nice to say to him after the game in your post-game handshake?
I didn't stay around. I had to go use the bathroom. And I don't mean to. And then that's where the media goes, ha, 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 ha. Come on, fake laugh. Come on. There we go. See, and had to use the bathroom. So, I didn't mean to do it, but if I text, because, football guys always put the Y at the end. I'll text Timmy later. I thought he did a good job. I've been in that spot before. I know that he's got nerves in his first start.
Hey, it's Stainbrook from RideWith6.com. Hey,
yesterday. Come on, damn it. That guy's a nice guy. Don't do that.
Big Show, do you know who Jamarcus Bradley is?
Yeah, I played with him last year in the Jets game.
Oh, yeah. Is that it?
Yeah. See, it's not that hard. Not that hard. See, and you asked me unfair questions, too. They would have been much more fair. And it's not that hard. That's all you had to do. And that's why I'm going to harp on the leadership.
Hold on. Now we're getting questions from Twitter. And
okay.
Twitter questions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
That's PJ. Well done. Yeah.
PJ, me, next me. Baker, why is your wife throwing shade on social media to fans?
I'm not going to answer questions about my wife next.
Valley Joe, hey, Baker, what do you think of the Boo Birds directed squarely at you during the contest?
They pay their money. They were dissatisfied with the performance. I can understand. Things were tough at that time. They're paying customers. They're passionate, and sometimes the passion bucket runneth over.
Oh, the passion bucket.
You like that answer?
I like
that's
the passion bucket.
That was a good ass answer.
That was very good.
Hey, Browns won.
They won.
But that's why I will harp a bit on the leadership, because you won the game. When you won the game, it's easier to go out there and just give whatever answer. But I'm not going to sit here and scream and yell and get red-faced, because they won the game. They won 13-10. They're 6-5. They have plenty of problems. They'll probably get worse as the week goes on some way, somehow, because that's what we do. And then we'll get ready for Baltimore. And Baltimore will be the test. Baltimore will be it. You got a Sunday night football game. You're taking Lamar will probably not be sick by that time. Everything's non-COVID, right? Non-COVID. He probably won't be sick. You'll play Lamar. And if you go out there and you get hammered, well, we'll come in on Monday and we'll talk about it. And we'll talk about just how bad things are. Or if you win, I'll probably set off fireworks in here like I'm Goulardi. So it's up to you now. But you got past this one. Maybe you were looking ahead. Maybe you were looking ahead to Baltimore. Maybe you got caught doing that. That's a possibility of it. But because you didn't speak, then that becomes... Because I start to wonder in my mind, I said last week, well, he'll go out there, he'll play well this week against Detroit, and he'll have good stats, and then the fanboys will get in, and they'll go out, and they'll do it. And then my problem was, he didn't do it, so now is he pouting over a win because his stats weren't that good? Because that's the same stuff we throw at other guys all across the league. That's the stuff we did with OBJ. That's the stuff people started to say about Jarvis Landry. Which, see, if you don't speak, if I don't have an answer, then my mind is left to wander. 216-578-0092. That I didn't like, and I'm just not going to like. Because it's not talking like people, I don't care if he doesn't talk to Mary Kay. I don't care if he doesn't talk to Daryl. I don't care if he doesn't talk to so-and-so. Remember, he's not talking to you. Or he's not talking to them. He's talking to you. He's talking to the fans. That's a message to the fans. And I'd much rather hear it straight from the quarterback instead of retweeted on Instagram from your significant other. That I'm not a fan of. But they won, and they're 6-5. 216-578-0092, Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, we take you guys next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.